The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 11-10 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 on the highway, friend. In Kapalooey. Super great price.
The best advice.
A huge selection. Sports nutrition. Earth proteins and vitamins. Health foods, organic grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price. The best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. As every week, we're here to enjoy your company and share our knowledge that we've accrued through 55 years of following advice of holistic physicians who say, as Euripides said, he says,
Let food be your medicine.
Okay?
Very good, Dan.
Why did he wasn't a nutritionist.
Oh, well, I think that was kind of the beginning of things, but that was a great important seed out of which all of this beautiful knowledge grew.
Are you right? Are you sure you're right about that? Yeah, I'm sure you're right about that.
Oh, thank you, Dean. Thank you very much.
What was in the food in those days was nutrients. Nutrients feed every cell in our bodies, and thereby giving us good health. Well, a lot of things have happened in the last several thousand years, and now we're going to pick it up from there and go and get and be healthy today.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. And we are Fanatic Organics. We admit to that, okay? We are Fanatic Organics. Let it be organic, okay? At Alive and Well, you have all the wonderful products, all the beautiful organically raised herbs and nutrients and terrific combinations, great prices, proteins, you know, you name it. It's there at Alive and Well and hand in hand with the magnificent, beautiful, wonderful, across the boards, organic broth cafe at Alive and Well. Cafe of Kate, broad spectrum, all the wonderful dishes, whatever your choice in one of these particular areas, whether you're vegan or vegetarian or you're not and you want wild fish, organic meat, all of the different choices, all of that, they're all there for you, and it's going to fit into your particular choice. And beautifully done, magnificently done, and organically produced. And also, let us not forget ever, and I never do, I think of it every single day, the magnificent vegetables brought in from the local organic Maui farmers. We have a great affiliation. We are endlessly grateful, bowing the knee to them all the time. And they bring in the wonderful produce that is included in all of our dishes, and also with a high concentration juice, the juices that we have there. They juice those intensive, wonderful vegetables, and only bottled in glass, and they are there for you at Alive and Well. I gotta do me green juice twice a day. I gotta do me green juice.
Well, you got a variety.
Whatever me accent, I gotta do me green juice.
It's a great accent.
I love the organic green machine.
It doesn't begin to match the quality of the juices,
that's
however.
Right. No, it doesn't. It's a whole broad spectrum, you name it. It's all there.
But it does. It's more than just green
that's
juice.
That's right. That's exactly.
There are six different vegetable formulas and vegetable fruit combinations and herbal formulas.
Terrific.
You've got to taste them. You love them, each and every one of them.
And it makes all the difference in your health and in your joy and everything else. No garbage, only goodies. And let us start by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people, you know, we know medication, take them off medication, doctor's area. But we love to share information. And the information that we share is one that holistic-minded doctors, or even those that aren't, have found about nutrients in clinical trials. We love to share that with you.
Good old Hippocrates.
He wasn't a hypocrite.
Not at all.
No, he was very, right, you know, and he was very knowledgeable, okay? That's
Let
right.
Let food be your medicine. And what's in the food, what was in the food, ain't there anymore, folks.
That's right.
It's 90% less nutritious, bite for bite, say holistic physicians around the world.
Well, we're being reporters right now, because this was just on the news, just on the news. And I appreciate top doctors sharing this news with us. And this was the topic of their news that just came on television. Ultra-processed food is poisoning our kids. Now, that was the topic, okay? Mm-hmm. And RFK Jr. was doing a lot of reporting to that, getting this information, Jr. And the one that was speaking was, I may have the name pronounced wrong, Michael Hayden or Michael Hodden. He is a top forensic pathologist, that's a top doctor in all those areas, reporting on how we are killing our own children. We don't mean to do that, but these foods are doing that with all the chemicals and all the commercials and the chemicals that are laced into these foods and giving them that rather than healthy organic choices.
Because it's cheaper to grow crap than it is to feed food. That's the essence of the whole story, folks.
And also, don't forget the affiliation with all the corrupt heads of all of these. That's what they are pointing to, that there's a great deal of corruption in all of these companies that are making these chemicals.
Of course.
That's right.
All the processed foods
exactly.
are processed for one reason. It's cheaper. You can overprocess the food and kill the nutritional value of it, but you, by adding coloring and flavoring and preservatives and conditioners and emulsifiers and pacifiers, you create a product which tastes delicious. People can't live without it. Oh, I got to have it again. I got to have another again. But it isn't nutritious.
No.
I've said this before on the radio, and I'm glad these reports are coming out. Holistic physicians have been saying for years, they've been fighting against the bureaucracy of the government and trying to get whole food back into our lifestyle, okay? But the government is controlled by, say, Robert F. Kennedy and other
Many
politicians.
Others, yes.
It's controlled by the food industry.
That's right.
The
big industry, food industry, they call it. That's right. Go ahead.
The big food industry is there for one reason. More money, more money, money more
That's
money,
right.
more profit.
I'm not
okay?
going to sing that musical, no matter how you try to get me to sing it, right?
What's that? No, I didn't ask. I didn't
money
ask.
Money make the world go around the world, go around the world. Who's the famous singer that
did Joel Gray.
Joel Gray, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. Sorry, Joel.
Okay.
Okay, didn't mean to take the stage away from you.
Let me just preach a little bit more.
Preach.
All right. At Alive and Well, you get organic food. Unprocessed organic food, just as it used to be 100 years ago. Okay,
right. That's right.
But it's delicious. It's nutritious. It contains the nutrients that aren't in the processed food.
That's right.
But when the people come out and say that we're starving our children because of the processed food, we're starving adult children as well.
That's right.
And adult old folks and adult everybody. Everybody gets poisoned by lack of nutrients in the food that you buy.
Right.
Fast food is fast. But is it nutritious? Nuh-uh.
Not at all. And remember the very important point that comes to me. Remember, it's a choice. We make the choice. You know, and oftentimes I think, and no disrespect for any spiritual at all, thank you, God. No, you know, but they're set before you. It was an old biblical phrase. They're set before you every day, life and death, good and evil. Therefore, choose life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and a lot, that has to do on so many different levels spiritually. And also, what are you going to remember? You're the parents, the children, and you're also the parent of yourself.
That's
you know?
Right.
Make the choice for the good, and don't give the excuses. One person, and it's two, because it's Den and Mona, you can't make the excuse that it's a holiday. A holiday doesn't have to do with bad food, okay? You can make wonderful, delicious, organic choices, right?
For sure, baby.
Right.
And that's why I'm thrilled with the news that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to be somehow involved with the government in helping to clear out the crap in the American diet, clear out the poisons, and get the food back to what it was 100 years ago.
That's right.
Nutritionally
that's
speaking,
right.
okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because that's where it is. Let your food be your medicine.
Exactly.
But that's why vitamins are so popular now, because the food is devoid of vitamins. But people who are taking nutritional supplements, like the Super B complex, the vitamin C, all of them, have been proven by medical science, or not so medical science, but just science in general, to be of utmost importance in maintaining what health we have left. But you can fortify your vitamins with the food as well and have a really good, super nutritious meal.
You know, I'm speaking of also the doctors, it was one of those times when nonstop testimonials came in of something that actually cured me and gave me back my life, and they were sharing, all wonderful different people shared, and I think always of Dr. John Lee, MD, very famous. He used to lecture even here in Maui, and he was one of the great ones that discovered about that we don't make the natural progesterone. An important hormone that we do, you know, we make when we're earlier. Plants make it, though, and how important it is to protect against a lot of conditions and to actually reverse a lot of toxic conditions.
There's so many things that we make. So many things we make when we're young that we outgrow them as we age.
Yes, but then,
and that makes us age faster,
right?
Because we don't have that capability anymore. But Dr. John Lee is remarkable in what he discovered years ago.
That a plant extract used on through the skin could change our lives.
Amen.
One of the first ways that I discovered that was when you and I, Den, were working with a top nutritionist on the mainland, okay, Jeff Donegan. And I had had what they said was I was going to die of solid rock breast. There's no normal tissue. You will die very soon. We have to amputate your breast.
So many cysts and fibroids.
Actually, they said it was hard rocks.
Yes.
They called them rocks, and that they will definitely be cancerous, and they're in that process. And I was in my 40s, and they said if we don't amputate them by the 6 months, you probably won't be on this planet any longer. And that's when he had just learned about the wonderful work of Dr. John Lee and the natural progesterone cream, how it fills receptor sites in breast, endometrial and ovarian tissue, and doesn't allow the hyperstimulation of toxic estrogens to cause tumors to grow.
What estrogen becomes. Estrogen becomes toxic in the absence of progesterone.
That's exactly right.
Okay?
And since we don't make it anymore, and I was at that age when I wasn't.
That's right.
And he brought this in, which is the same cream we have now. Absolutely wondrous. I used it on my breast the way Dr. John Lee and recommended the uses of this. And within 2 months, there was 100% normal tissue. There never was a rock, never repeated. I've used it for years ever since, and I never had that repeat. And I'm quite a bit older than I was then.
And a
gentleman said, "Are you the young lady on the radio that I hear on the radio?" I said, "You mean, is this the old broad you're calling a young lady?" I feel very complimented on that one. You would say, but with progesterone, I feel like a young lady.
And you are, baby.
Thank you, darling.
But it isn't just the breast tissue.
No.
The uterus.
That's right.
The cervix.
That's what it says.
Every female organ in your body.
That's right.
When your body starts making less progesterone, estrogenic excesses, as a result of lack of progesterone, excesses of estrogen cause overgrowth of those vital tissues.
That's exactly right.
And the progesterone neutralizes that overgrowth and brings things back into balance and harmony.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
And the exact definition, the natural progesterone cream has to be used transdermally because then it fills receptor sites.
Mm-hmm.
There's receptor sites in breast, endometrial, ovarian tissue, and doesn't allow that hyperstimulation to cause the growth of fibroids and tumors.
Okay, now what is a receptor site?
Go ahead. Tell me
what it is. No, you tell me what it is. There are cells in your body.
I'm a receptor site. I receive you many times when I disagree with you.
Oh,
I'm a receptor site, right?
And that's very rewarding for me.
Thank you very much. I will leave a few more testimonials about me that way, okay?
Me. Always me.
So anyway,
there are sites in your tissues which receive progesterone.
That's exactly right.
And when they're burned up, neutralized by excessive estrogens through lack of progesterone, then the estrogen becomes dominant and starts creating all kinds of cellular irregularities.
That's right. And, you know, it's amazing because in 1 week alone, we had two incredible. And again, before I say this, I am not making a claim. I am reporting about what was shared with us, okay? Mm-hmm. And we had two incredible, happy PMS testimonials. Now, here's an interesting. A beautiful young 28-year-old was visiting from the mainland, and she said, I came in to say that the Happy PMS cream saved me from terrible, painful periods and other severe symptoms I had. It gave me back my quality of life. And I came in to say thank you for this miracle, because we told her about it then when she was on her last trip. She said, I had to share that with you. She kept on talking. And it's interesting because also the same week, a wonderful middle-aged and kind of in her late 40s hairdresser, you know, she's a great gal. She was in less than 1 week, because she was talking to me about it, she had less severe hot flashes, anxiety, sleeplessness. She was really hit, which she said, with terrible menopause symptoms, and had a lot of friends in that time. Hot flashes, anxiety, sleeplessness, and she just, her life was turning miserable. She said in 1 week using the cream that this is all in the same area. Not only that, look at this. The epidemic of utter joy in all different people. This magnificent woman is a medical professional, and she came in to also share, and she shared it with the kind of love I couldn't even say. It just wouldn't be. She's testified with radiance and joy, all the great advice and magnificent nutrients at Alive and Well, and she called them miracles, that they work miracles. But she also wanted to say that the natural progesterone cream, the Happy Cream, really improved her abnormal breast tissue. And that was years ago.
Of course,
it's
right.
Been something that she's relied on ever since. And I want you to talk, before I even go into how Dr. John Lee pointed out, men need progesterone
I
also.
I was just about to interrupt your conversation and say,
interrupt the ladies. You don't. When you ever go, you don't interrupt the ladies.
I know I'm at a disadvantage when I try to interrupt a lady.
You can't interrupt the ladies because we can out-talk you. We may not be able to do other things, but we can out-talk you.
That's what you've instructed me so many years.
Right. Yes, when are you ever going to learn?
I don't know.
When will they ever learn? Oh, when will they ever learn? Peter, Paul, and Mary.
But listen. Adam's cream is just as effective in men because it's the prostate care. Why the prostate care? Because guys, just like everybody, ain't what they were at 40 or 50 as they were when they were 17 or 18. Nobody is. And the reason is your body changes, and your body production of vital components of enzymes and hormones and all kinds of other factors which create life in every cell diminish. When you make them when you're young, and as you get older, you don't make them anymore. You become old. Okay? Well, the same thing goes with testosterone. Oh, where did my testosterone go? I don't have the move I used to have. Well, you don't have it because you don't make it anymore. But what the bitter irony is, not only do you not make the right testosterone, but what testosterone you do make is being converted into estrogen.
There you are.
And you become a girly. What?
I don't think you guys want that, do you?
No, I want to be a guy.
Okay?
So I use, as Dr. Lee says,
that's right.
Men use the progesterone cream as well. Why? Because, again, as it does in women's anatomy, it also neutralizes excessive estrogens in men's anatomy.
Which help a lot with sexual performance and prevent the swelling of the prostate and all those nighttime urinations and all of those things. But it's a dual wonderful thing.
Tell me about it. Tell me more.
Okay, that's another show, because I don't know that Gary's going to allow me to do that right now.
Okay.
And you
but it does everything that my dear wife just explained. But it also It also gives you the confidence that you had before in your sexual, your lovemaking, and your sexual approach to life. It is amazing stuff and what it can do by doing what? Neutralizing excessive estrogens, which is a natural occurrence when the 5-alpha reductase enzyme in your anatomy starts to become prevalent in the 40s. And as it does so, it neutralizes the testosterone. It creates inflammation, swelling, frequent urination, all kinds of prostate complications.
Right.
So by using the PMS, but by using Adams cream.
Adams prostate cream.
That's the one.
That's the one. And you know, Dr. John Lee, in what's typed up, answers your question about natural progesterone. He says, how do I know if I should use it? He goes on not only the PMS symptoms, because, you know, heavy bleeding and other things in that age, but also he's saying here estrogen dominance symptoms. Water retention, breast swelling, these are his words, fibrocystic breasts, uterine fibroids, loss of libido, mood swing, depression, craving for sweets, and weight gain with fat deposited in hips and thighs, and all menopausal symptoms, he's also saying. Progesterone production virtually ends at menopause. Hot flashes are the most. But he says, here's a very, 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 very important point, and nobody seems to know this, and nobody seems to be told this. But he really stresses this, and it's so true. If you are 50 or older, you have to use it to prevent and reverse osteoporosis.
Mm-hmm.
Because what people don't understand, and I'm like a nutcase about this because it's so critically important, is that the bone-building cells, write this down or put it in your computer, however you do, so you never forget this. Your bone-building cells, the little factory workers that convert the minerals you take into bones, your spine, your hips, everything, are called osteoblasts. Osteoblasts are those factory workers. Cells have, just like what people have, cells have an opening, a mouth. You have a mouth because you need to eat the foods you need to eat. Well, the cells need to take in certain things to make them able to do the work. And the bone-building cells have an opening for the one food that makes them able to create bone, and that is natural progesterone. The bone-building cells they can't make any bone without the natural progesterone converting those minerals to bone. Okay,
and just give a little perspective, because everybody, as they get older, starts losing bone density.
That's exactly right.
Why? Because you're not 18.
That's right.
You're not making progesterone like you did when you were 18. Yes. It's just and when holistic physicians get on the subject, they really give you the exact explanation of what's happening with your body biochemically. Drug companies just say, take a drug and get over it. Take a drug, take a drug, take a drug, take a drug. No explanation of what's really going on. But when you are when it is explained to you in the easy terms that we understand, that you create these things when you're young and you stop creating them as you age, then by replenishing the supply of those wonderful, incredible nutrients and enzymes and hormones, you can restore a better form of life. You're not going to be 18 again, but you're going to prevent all the terrible negative stuff that does develop later on in life.
That's right. And Dr. John Lee is talking that it's absolutely critical to prevent and reverse osteoporosis. And he did huge studies and reported on also huge studies of women who had lost a lot of bone density,
mm-hmm.
And all of them experienced new bone density after the use of natural progesterone cream in short spans, okay? Dr. Lee has proven, it says here, that osteoporosis is not only preventable, but also reversible. And then he goes on about, can I use it if my family has a history of breast and uterine cancer? Dr. Lee says, absolutely.
Absolutely.
It's actually critical. And one of his last books that he wrote was What Your Doctor May Not Tell You About Breast Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And it was talking about the action of how progesterone just like I was mentioning to you, filling those receptor sites, okay?
And again, it's the progesterone that prevents estrogen from becoming dominant.
That's right. That's what it said. He says progesterone balances that estrogen level in the body, lessening the risk for breast or endometrial or any kind of gonadal cancer. And then he says exactly what you were saying, can men use natural progesterone? Mm-hmm. He says men, especially over 45, need natural progesterone. One benefit, he says, is an increase in libido.
Yeah.
Sexual desire. Progesterone, as I'm quoting him, precursor, producer of testosterone. Testosterone stimulates new bone formation, increases bone density, and prevents osteoporosis. And older men with rheumatoid arthritis have reported relief from pain and swelling after rubbing natural progesterone also on their joints, and in addition to all the sexual advantages.
And the progesterone neutralizes the 5-alpha reductase enzyme. That 5-alpha reductase enzyme is instrumental in neutralizing your sex drive and creating cellular aberrations which lead to cancer. It's phenomenal, okay, what can be done. But you're using the natural, bioidentical progesterone cream. Adam's Care.
That's exactly right. And, you know, going at one more step, because Dr. Lee also writes about how toxic estrogens and what they can do, but he says the one that the human body produces that is never toxic, but actually recreates urinary tract health, mm-hmm. prevents vaginal atrophy, reverses the ureter breakdown that happens in women. It's actually called estriol, the estriol cream. And mm-hmm. he writes about that and says it's critically important. And here's another top doctor.
But estriol is negative.
Estriol, E-S-T-R-I-O-L. That's the natural hormone.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And not estradiol, which is the negative synthetic that women are often
yes.
prescribed. Estriol is the one that we stop making around menopause, the same thing, but it is the one that never has a side effect. And Dr. Lee has written up that absolutely how important it is, because so many of the terrible symptoms we get, which is that constant urinary tract infections, vulvar bothering, you know, the sexual incapacity and bladder infections, all of that can be reversed with using the estriol cream, and you have the two best buddies. And here is an interesting thing, because here is a top doctor, Chris Iliades. I may not be pronouncing this correctly in Health Radar reporting, rethinking hormone therapy for menopause. And he's talking about don't use the synthetic. Here's he's talking right here. Urogenital symptoms during menopause are due to loss of thickness and moisture in the vagina and urinary tract, which leads to painful sexual intercourse and increased risk for urinary tract infections, say the doctor. Quoting him, for these symptoms, estriol vaginal cream is a good solution, and there are no risks or restrictions for women at that age, advises Bachman. And he was talking about how that's bioidentical and not one of the synthetic hormones that has all of those negative effects.
Hallelujah, baby.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
That they're actually saying this too? They're saying this too, okay? So I'm glad to hear that, okay? And, you know, we can go on and on, but I think this is really important for everyone to know this. And I love how doctors can report terrific things that help us. And right, Dennis? Dr. Russell Blaylock, very famous doctor, MD, reporting about, he has a lot that he's writing. He's really against a lot of the vaccines and the terrible side effects that they have. And he's talking about how terrible many
As
of them
so
are.
Many holistic physicians have said for years
thing.
That the vaccines are designed to replace, not to supplement, not to grow new, stronger health reactions, but to replace whatever capability your body has of protecting yourself, to do away with the natural bioidentical activities of natural protection, and to neutralize your body's ability to defend yourself against a virus or a bacteria or a yeast or a fungus. So the drugs are designed to stultify what your body has been making all these years and to replace it with the drug, which you will buy in over and over and over and over again for years and years, they say, okay? So...
So he was reporting, he's really being vehement against this monkeypox vaccine and other vaccines and all the side effects.
What about the bird flu vaccine? That's coming next.
And he says that, well, it's a lot, but he says you got to keep your immune system in order to prevent all of these different, okay?
For sure.
Okay. And the thing that he says, he was also pointing out that he talks about here, viral skin eruptions, blisters that occur with viruses that hit all the skin. And he says, he says that even the monkeypox can cause it, but a lot of other viruses. And he says the answer to that is to apply the nanoparticle silver. He calls it the nano silver.
Yeah.
To the pustules several times a day, and they will heal up. Now, again, we've talked about that endlessly, and that's been a leader in Europe for diabetic wounds by top doctors for what, a century?
Yeah.
I don't know how long it's gone on. There's no greater nanoparticle silver than the ultra silver at Alive and Well. It's 99.99% pure silver nanoparticles.
And Jonathan Wright endorses it.
It's the main thing he uses.
We've told this anecdote before, but when he was in the store, he oftentimes when it comes to Maui, Dr. Jonathan Wright, head of the Tahoma Clinic in Washington, comes in the store when he's on vacation, and he said, you've got the solution to all the virus infections in the world, the bacterial, the yeast, and the fungus. It's right here. You've got it on your shelf.
That's right. And he saved my life when I had taken that one antibiotic when I was performing that I've told people endlessly. But it gave me Crohn's disease, and I was at the point of death. And he said, you've got on the shelf. He says, what will save you, that terrible antibiotic caused a resistant virus or bacteria to rise up that has destroyed your intestinal tract. And in 1 week, I was completely free of all symptoms.
And it's completely free of any side effects.
No side effects.
Incredible.
He says the main thing I use at the Tahoma Clinic, just like
you
said.
But he also said that there's a form of silver called ionic silver. And ionic silver, he says, is about one-fifth as effective as the pure, true ultra silver. The ultra absolute silver particles and the nanoparticles of silver, which knock off virus and bacteria, yeast and fungus. But I've told this anecdote before, the fellow who turned himself blue.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And he was so proud of the fact that he's...
Geria, G-E-H, something,
I've forgotten
the
technological term. But
yes.
the end result is had a blue haze about his skin. And he looked great in a white shirt. The blue and the white just are natural.
Well, it would match your beautiful blue eyes, dear,
so it'll
be okay.
But at any rate, he says that is about one-fifth as effective as the true colloidal silver,
and
which you have.
And it never turns you blue, right?
That's right. And the true colloidal silver is the ultra silver we have at Alive and Well.
And then, you know, what gets me, it gets me, is that it's been the leader, the ultra silver has been what the doctors use for diabetic wounds, for in the legs and all of that, you know, in the feet, the toes, and they don't amputate. They use those silvers internally and using it in dressings
topically.
That they use topically on the legs. And even one gentleman that was about to have his leg amputated and was in the hospital heard us talking about that and this information. And he made his choice. He decided to try that rather than have his leg chopped off for the terrible infections he had in his leg.
Mm-hmm.
And it cured him. And then a week he became a great voice for helping other diabetics that had that same
Not only
situation.
Is it great for legs, it's also terrific for toenail fungus.
That's right.
Any kind of irregular cellular development, you might want to try using the ultra silver because it neutralizes all the different pathogens and helps promote natural healing of your body. Okay?
That's exactly right. And, you know, and Dr. Russell Blaylock, in talking about... suppressing immunity, things that suppress, that means prevent your immunity from helping you. And he goes on to say, Dr. Russell Blaylock, I'm quoting him, Everyone should avoid certain foods that suppress immunity. Mm-hmm. There we go. And this is, I think that Dr. Blaylock and you are good buddies, because I hear you say this and you tell people this all the time, and it's so important and it's excellent that you give this information, Den. And he's saying, this includes all food fried with omega-6 oils,
yep.
Corn, peanut, safflower, soybean, canola, and sunflower. Amazing. Coconut oil, he says, is best for cooking. And you can use extra virgin organic olive oil at low temperature, cooking, or on salads. And he says you should also avoid food that contains excitotoxin additives, such as so-called natural flavors, soybean extracts, so-called protein extracts, autolyzed yeast, enzymes, and MSG. Okay, the autolyzed yeast, MSG. Glutamate levels rise with any viral infection, and all foods that contain glutamate must be avoided. And most vegetables contain good flavonoids, and many have antiviral properties. Vitamin C, vitamin D3, B-complex vitamins, vitamin E tocotrienols, and nanocurcumin have antiviral properties and help kill all viruses, including monkeypox. It has been shown, says the doctor, that even a single vitamin deficiency can cause immune impairment. This is why, and this is so, what my teacher said to me when I was in middle school.
Your teacher was not a health nut.
Listen.
Come on. This
is why nutritional deficiencies in Africa are associated with such a high mortality not seen in developed countries. Because they didn't have the access to a lot of these nutrients. And they said that was a lot of reasons, like when they were teaching us about vitamin A deficiency and blindness and all, they were teaching that certain areas of the world where they don't have access to a whole lot of great things like the cod liver oil that was used at that time and other can get diseases that affect the immune system.
I would like to dwell for a minute, or go back for a second, about the inflammation caused by the omega-6 oils.
And then after that, I want you to talk about the nanocurcumin.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Oftentimes you'll see, be healthy, eat soy oil, safflower, sesame, peanut oils are very healthy for you. Wrong. They're not healthy for you because they're predominantly what is referred to as omega-6. Omega-6 creates what? Inflammation. What is inflammation? Inflammation is fire. What does inflammation do? What does fire do? It burns. What does it burn? It burns the nerves in your eyes and your brains and your toes. It burns the nutrients in your heart and your liver and your kidneys. It everything in your body is inflamed, fired up with omega-6.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Now,
how do you neutralize, how do you not get omega-6, and how do you neutralize what effects omega-6 already have had on your body? You use, as the doctor said, you use the coconut oil, cold pressed. You use some avocado oil, cold pressed, for non-heating situations. It's added to salads or added to foods after they're prepared. But you don't use those very popular oils that are so always recommended. Healthy soy oil. Soy oil is not healthy.
Not a bit.
It creates inflammation.
Inflammation. That's right.
And here's the connection between inflammation, soy oil, and safflower, soy, corn, canola, peanut oils, and what? Pain power.
That's right.
Pain power. What's pain power got to do with the oils? Because pain power is an anti-inflammatory. Inflammation burns, as I've said a million times. Light a match and hold your other hand over the top of the match. How long can you hold it there before you finally pull your hand away? Well, that's what's happening in every microscopic little piece of substance called a cell when you're using those vegetable oils.
That's right.
That's exactly what happens. This inflammation is the source of all disease, because this is what holistic science, not just holistic science, but all science says. Inflammation is the creator of all disease, chronic inflammation. chronic inflammation burns up vital tissue and enzyme functions and different connective activities in your body. But by using the curcumin, super potency high curcumin, along with natokinase and serratiopeptidase and amla and boswellia, which is found in pain power puts out the fire. Therefore, the pain disappears.
Right. And
it's just that simple.
And that Dr. Russell Blaylock was making that point about the nanocurcumin has powerful antiviral properties and kills viruses instead. And that is that active form of the curcumin. And when you use the bioperine extract, it makes it 2,000% greater absorption.
Mm-hmm.
And that is part of that. And there are many more.
But it's more than just the curcumin, honey. It's
that.
Also
the enzymes and all
the natokinase and serratiopeptidase.
And they go into
and
that.
And the amla and the boswellia. All of those things, all of those components work as a team, as a unit, as
exactly.
a one. And they neutralize inflammation. That's phenomenal. Because keep this in mind. Why do so many diabetics go blind? Why do so many diabetics have dementia and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease and amputation of toes and feet and legs? Why? Because they eat a lot of sugar and refined carbohydrates. And those refined carbohydrates do what? Turn into inflammation.
Exactly.
And that inflammation burns up the very little microscopic essences of life in your eyes, and you lose the vision.
Right.
It burns up the elemental creative components in your brain, which makes you dull-witted and leads to all the other mental complications.
And you know that Dr. Blaylock goes into another very, very important thing about the enzymes, the ones that you are naming. And he's saying, he says it's a must read that Eliquis is a dangerous drug. A number of drugs, says the doctor, not Mona, doctor, have been used as anticoagulants, also called blood thinners, to prevent clots. A newer anticoagulant medication called Eliquis has become very popular among members of the medical profession, mostly based on pharmaceutical propaganda. But the question still needs to be answered, is Eliquis safe? Common side effects, says the doctor, of the medication include headaches, dizziness. Devastating side effects include memory loss and confusion. You have to hear this. There have also been deaths, many, reported to uncontrolled bleeding. Dr. James Lyons Wheeler has written a scientific paper discussing these side effects. He notes that in the elderly, a group for which this drug is frequently prescribed, critical adjustment must be made based on kidney function and age. Now, listen. A number of recent medical studies have shown that oral enzymes, says the doctor, are far more effective and safer than commonly used and prescribed anticoagulant drugs. These enzymes that are so effective include natokinase and bromelain.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike most anticoagulant medications, says the doctor, these natural enzymes dissolve existing blood clots that cause strokes and heart attacks. An additional benefit is that these enzymes destroy the spike protein of COVID-19 and vaccinations and prevent it from entering cells.
It was amazing.
And what is
amazing.
What are the main things we have in Pain Power?
You said aromatase, natokinase, serratiopeptidase.
Just the ones he said.
Amla, okay, boswellia. All of these things work as a team, as I mentioned earlier. All these things work as a one unit in reducing inflammation and destruction, and thereby reducing pain. It's phenomenal what these nutrients can do.
Right, and that high potency in the Pain Power too of the one.
Oh,
all
it
of
is.
These multitudinous effects,
that's
and him
right.
saying how much safer and how they work perfectly without this terrible, dangerous drug, particularly for the elderly.
Right.
Which it's being prescribed for, okay? And Schallenberger, Dr. Schallenberger, reporting here, and I'm now, you may think this is Mona saying this or Dennis saying this. It's not. Quoting word for word, big time medical doctor just came out. Over the years, says the doctor, I have had a lot of patients who were being treated by oncologists, that's a cancer specialist, for cancer. They were consulting me, says the doctor, to learn the best diet, supplements, and alternative treatments to minimize side effects and maximize success. Every single one of these people, without exception, says the doctor, has told me that their oncologist had absolutely nothing to offer in terms of diet, nutrition, supplements, exercise, or any other lifestyle recommendations.
Because they're not... Go ahead.
Without exception, every one of them was told to eat anything they wanted to eat, regardless of what their blood sugar or insulin levels were. That is malpractice, says Dr. Schallenberger. Insulin is known to stimulate cancers to grow. And he's been talking about how insulin rises up when you take sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Insulin is known to stimulate cancers to grow. Particularly high levels are found in patients with breast, uterine, ovarian, and prostate cancer. The higher the insulin, the greater the chances of dying from any cancer.
And what causes a high insulin level?
This is true whether
the
patient...
What causes the insulin level to rise?
Insulin is an independent tumor-promoting factor through all stages of cancer progression. He says that when you grow cancer cells without insulin, they die.
Okay, but let me answer the question. I was asking you, what causes such high production of insulin?
Sugar. And foods that convert to sugar.
Absolutely. The foods that convert to sugar, which are what? Breads and pastas and bagels and cereals and grains and granolas and muffins and crackers and cookies and chips and doodahs and whiz-bangs and yum-yums and wee-wees all turn into sugar. And sugar requires more insulin. The pancreas has to pump out more insulin to neutralize the excessive sugars. And between the sugars and the insulin, you're creating all kinds of negative health developments.
That's right. He
cancer,
said that,
heart disease, amputations, dementia, all of it.
And he says that elevated glucose levels are the one tumor promoting effect. The only sugar doctors came out with that when we were young and opening our first health food store. They said there's only one substance that feeds cancer cells and makes them grow. Sugar and food. They made the point, this is across the U.S. many years ago, and they said, and any foods that convert to sugar.
That's what I just listed.
Just like you said. That's absolutely so correct. And I want you know, when the cells become sensitive to insulin, they don't rise up and they balance out. The sugar stops that and then raises up the insulin. And here's a big breaking news from David Brownstein I want you to read, okay? And this is how, when you get the good amount of insulin sensitivity, you don't get that sugar rising up and the insulin, you know.
You don't get the negative response.
No.
It's the excess amounts of carbohydrates and sugars.
That's right. And could you read this page? Because this is by David Brownstein, MD, how cardio Q10 affects insulin sensitivity.
Oh, baby.
Go
what
read
a combination.
It.
What a combination. Dr. David Brownstein, MD, writes word for word. This is it. I'm reading it word for word. A study in the Journal of Research in Medical Sciences attempts to see if supplementing with cardio CoQ10 would improve diabetics' blood sugar control. Diabetic women were given either 100 milligrams of cardio CoQ10 or a placebo for 12 weeks. At the end of the study, the blood pressure was reduced in the cardio Q10 treated group compared to the placebo group. Fasting blood sugar levels were also lower in those who took the cardio CoQ10. Lastly, insulin sensitivity was improved in the cardio CoQ10 group. Now, we've been told for so many years, how many years we've been told, that cardio CoQ10 is remarkable for blood pressure, for heart, for brains, for the mitochondrial function of every vital organ in your body.
Right.
Okay?
And it's the
and it does
energy,
this as well.
And it's the energy of the heart. But I never knew that when you have the insulin sensitivity, you don't get the insulin resistance, and the insulin doesn't rise up off the charts and create all these horrible conditions.
And let me go on with this
Please.
Article.
Go right ahead.
He goes on to say that cardio Q10 is a vitamin-like substance produced in the body. When you're young, you make gobs of this stuff, okay? As you age, your production of this cardio Q10 starts to diminish. And as you get older, it becomes less. And as you get older, it becomes even less. So it is an essential nutrient, says the doctor. You are taking a statin medication or red rice yeast. That's because statin drugs poison an enzyme that is crucial to producing your own cardio-Q10.
That's right. And here's a whole
now,
big
wait a minute.
Yeah,
now, wait a minute.
Like
now,
this.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Cardio-Q10 prevents heart attacks. Statin drugs lower your cardio-Q10. More heart attacks. Do a little retrospection here. How many people a year die of heart disease? 800,000 die of heart disease. 100,000 of them die of a sudden heart attack, and there's no hope for them. They die. But 700,000 of them are treated by the medical community.
That's
for
exactly
how many
right.
years?
Right.
When you start having high blood pressure, you're taking drugs for your high blood pressure. Then you're taking things for your cholesterol as well. Well, the cholesterol causes the drugs for cholesterol, for heart disease, the statin drugs, diminish. What?
Yes,
had somebody
right.
say?
Well, yeah.
May I? Yeah, please.
Okay. Go right ahead. Yes.
The statin drugs that are used for dropping cholesterol levels also destroy the mitochondrial
exactly.
function of the cells.
Exactly.
Which means what? Well, the muscle of the heart, of every muscle in your body, becomes weaker. Why is that so important? Because the heart has to pump blood, and the blood it pumps is full of all the nutrients your heart needs to maintain its vitality. The statin drugs cause breakdown of all muscle tissue and the brain. The statin drugs create a major havoc, but they don't cure the heart disease.
And that's what the Health Canada, this is the big medical thing, the Health Canada warnings related to the statin drugs, rhabdomyolysis, muscle damage, myopathy, memory loss, lung interstitial lung disease, include increased blood sugar and diabetes. In the U.S., the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, warns the memory loss, confusion, increased blood sugar, risk of diabetes, and all of the muscle breakdown. And the top thing to support it, they say, is the coenzyme Q10, because all the mitochondria are known to all of the cells in the body depend on adenosine triphosphate, cellular energy. And CoQ10, when the statin drugs take that away, and studies prove that these statins result in mitochondrial DNA damage, muscle function in the heart and all of the blood vessels. They say these supported ones.
And the brain.
And the brain, absolutely. And
okay,
the brain,
let me go on with what Dr. Brownstein says.
Yes.
Cardio-Q10 is so important. He says it's Q10 deficiency is associated with many heart problems. Supplementing with cardio-Q10 helps with preventing heart failure and correcting heart failure. And it also, the absence of it leads to Parkinson's disease, migraine headaches, and statin-induced muscle aches and pains. Why? Because the statin drugs diminish your body's ability
right.
to maintain the health of those cells.
And you, when you want to find out this kind of information, you come into Alive and Well, okay? And you can always call us. And you can even set up a time. We don't in any way make claims. We share information with you. We don't charge. 877-4950. We can sit down with Mona or Dennis, and we can share information for you. And any one of our wonderful services. Remember, holidays or any time, don't go for the crap. Don't get for the garbage. Don't feed all of the nasty things that can happen in your body. Come to Alive and Well, the great combination of the great products. And remember the awesome broth cafe. You can get that. You can even call ahead. We have stacks of everything waiting for you. All of that great. If you have a big party, this is the place for the party. And you can party with us because we love you there and we are there for you 100% of the time. We are there for you.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, one more time,
that optimum health is
alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.